Chapter 24. Friday, May 18th, 11:27 a.m. Becky O'Grady placed her finger carefully over Big Bear's black-stitched mouth. He regarded her steadily with his big golden eyes. "Shh," she told him. "We have to be very quiet." Big Bear helped her out. Becky knew he didn't like the closet. He'd always been afraid of the dark. But now he was a very brave brown bear. He didn't make a single noise as she gently twisted the knob on the closet door and eased it open. There was a break in the argument in the family room. Becky froze instantly. Her mommy and daddy had been fighting for a long time now. Something about some man her mommy had talked to this morning. "She shouldn't have done that," Becky's daddy said. "Why didn't she trust him to take care of things?" Becky's mommy wasn't happy. She told Becky's dad he was in denial. Becky didn't know what that meant, but she was sad it made her mommy so angry, because Becky was in denial too. The doctors had said so. Maybe it was a bad disease. That would explain why Becky's best friend, Jenny, no longer came over to play. Like the time Becky had the chicken pox. No one could play with her then, either. And her skin had itched so bad. She'd wanted to scratch and scratch, but her mommy made her sit in a bathtub filled with hot water and oatmeal. Becky hated the chicken pox. Of course, Grammy Sermon had made her her very own pie. Banana cream. And Danny hadn't been allowed to eat any of it unless Becky said it was okay. She'd kind of liked that. Now the thought of Danny made Becky's chest hurt. She held Big Bear closer. The fighting started again. Daddy was yelling that Mommy didn't care enough about Danny. Mommy was yelling that it was all Daddy's fault. "How did Danny get the guns, Shep? Tell me how Danny got the guns!" Becky slipped inside the dark hallway closet. She shut the door. The light and the voices disappeared.